How's it going?
Good. Hey, I don't know if you remember much about that game up here at the end of last year. It sounds like some guys are using it as motivation. So other guys are kind of, you know, put it out of their mind. For you personally, how much do you look at that? How much do you think about that? And is this something that can kind of drive you and motivate you this week?
Well, I think it, you know, we're going to watch it on tape. We're going to correct the things we didn't do well and come up, you know, with a way to attack these guys and go out there and, you know, be a better football team than played that day. And, you know, I don't know about the rest of the stuff that people use as motivation or whatever. I think there's motivation in the sense that this is an important game and it's on the road against a good opponent. But I think, you know, we're going to be playing better ball than we were last year at that time.
How difficult was that loss, Tony? And what was it kind of like around there, you know, after it?
It's like any time at the end of the season when you don't you know, win the Super Bowl. It's always, you know, you got to go back and get better and try and improve and figure out a way to get it done the next season. And that's where we're at. We're excited about, you know, what we are doing here and the improvement that's taking place each week. And, you know, we'll be ready to go.
It seems like the offense has really been rejuvenated since Miles Austin started playing a bigger role. I'm sure there's other factors, but how much of a difference maker has he been? It's such an unlikely story, undrafted guy and all that stuff. What has he been able to do?
Miles is a hardworking kid, and he, you know, he's been waiting for his opportunity, and, you know, when it came along, he's done some really good things, and we got good timing. He does a good job with his routes, and you know, it's just his approach has been right, and it shows on the field, and he deserves everything that's been coming his way.
It seems like he's pretty good at breaking tackles and getting yards after the catch. I mean, what allows him? Is definitely strength about it, or what does he do to do that?
Yeah, I mean, he's a big kid. He's strong. He's explosive, and you know, if you want to sit on him, he's got a motor now that can get over the top in a hurry, and teams don't realize that until they play him sometimes.
Tony, why now? I mean, you guys have had him for a couple of years. Why do you think now all of a sudden he's really kind of had his potential fulfilled?
Well, it's a growing process for a lot of receivers in this league. Some takes longer than others, and some need to, you know, refine some things that they might be raw at. And you know, it's just a different timetable for everybody that comes in. And Miles, you know, it took him a little bit to understand the game in some ways, but I think that at the same point, you know, you need to have an opportunity. And so when the opportunity came, he took it.
Where are you in that growing process?
Oh, I'm an old veteran now. Just norm. I think, yeah, you learn. You're always tweaking. You're always doing different things to improve your own game and figure out what you can do to be a better player and a better quarterback. And, you know, the day you stop learning and getting better is the day, you know, you probably should call it a career. And, you know, I think we're starting to do some good things. I'm excited.
It seems like this, you know, since you've been here, this has been a pretty good rivalry. It goes back probably since the Cowboys came into the league. Do you have a sense of that from your games against the Eagles up here and down there? Do you have a sense of how big it is?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good opponent. They've been good for a while, and you know, it makes for you know, a big game just because they're consistently a pretty good ball club, and so that makes us obviously have to play at a good level to win. And you know, I think each team has won a game these past two or three years, and you know, it's always going to be a battle. You know that, and when you come out and have a good plan, you execute it well, it's very rewarding.
Have you done anything different, or has the offense been any significantly better in these last three games than you guys were earlier in the season?
Well, we just emphasize improvement and doing things, and we you know, we hold each other accountable, and we get up and we talk about why we did certain things and how we need to do it different next time, why we made a certain mistake or different areas that we can improve upon, and we go out and we do it, and we get better the next time from it. It's not always going to be perfect, but if you continue to improve and get better each week, and each time you make mistakes, you don't make that mistake again, you know, all you're going to keep doing is improving and becoming the team you want to be. You're going to win some games, you're going to lose some games, but you just keep going. And usually the rest of it, the wins and losses will end up taking care of itself if you take that approach, day in, day out.
Eagles have some different guys playing now. It's a different defense. Some new guys coming in. What do you see from them? What's the strength of the unit you're going to face Sunday night?
Well, they're obviously they still have a lot of the similar concepts they had before. Obviously, Dawkins isn't there. I think you see that a little bit. You see that a couple personnel differences, but as a whole, you're still seeing the team that flies around and tries to create big plays, and you know, they try and dictate to the offense a little bit what they're going to do, and we'll try and be very prepared for that this week.
The way your season has ended the last couple of years, does that feed into what you're talking about the focus being, you know, improvement 1 week at a time, don't get ahead of yourselves?
Well, I don't even know that it's, I mean, we don't talk about why we do it. We just know that that's, you know, talking to people who have done different things successfully, it's the only approach you can take to accomplish your goals. If you're trying to set out to accomplish your goal of winning a Super Bowl today, well, that's not going to win you a Super Bowl. What wins you those things is getting better today, improving today. There's no specific reason as to why we do it. We just know that that's giving us the best chance to be the team we want to be. And I know that, you know, for me, we just go out here and try and execute better than we did yesterday and try and learn from the mistakes we made. And that allows us to be better the next Sunday we take the field or the next day after a practice.
Being a quarterback in the NFL, is obviously a big job, but being the quarterback of the Cowboys is even, I think, maybe even a notch bigger. Is there someone that you've leaned on to help you kind of grow and grow into the job?
Well, I don't know that, you know, in some ways there's some similarities to different people who have played the position, obviously, but until you experience things for yourself, I think you always are just learning. There's always this learning curve that it takes, and it comes with experience, and the experiences that you end up having. It helps shape you as a person, as a player, and you know, you either grow from it or it beats you down. And you know, if you're strong enough mentally, you'll grow and you'll become the player that you can eventually be and the team that you want to be. And I think we're doing that as a team.
Tony, some of your best games have been against the Eagles, and probably a couple of your worst games of your career have been against the Eagles. In those games, when you look at the disappointing ones, how much of it has been what the Eagles have done, and how much of it has been you just not getting the ball where you want to get it or making bad decisions and that kind of thing?
I would say it's a combination of both. You know, I think sometimes they do a great job, and sometimes I suck. So it's just it ends up being a little bit of both. But, you know, at the end of the day, the good news is usually if I play pretty well, our team has a good chance of going out there and being successful on the field. And, you know, that's why you take the approach you do and make it something there's a sense of urgency and an improvement and try and go out there and help your team win the game.
Hey, thanks for your time, Tom.
Thanks,
no problem, guys. Have a good one.